This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Hi, everybody, and welcome. Today's topic is stateside. We're going to be learning all about Texas. Let's start off with introductions. Rona, ladies first, please introduce yourself and tell our viewers a little bit about you, about yourself.
My name is Rona Pacoma, and I'm an onboarding specialist from Kinetics USA. I live here in Texas since 2013. I'm married and I have two kids. They're both born here in Texas as well. So they are legit Houstonian. We are from Houston, Texas. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Rona. So you've got American-born kids. How fun.
Yes.
Jay, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jay. I'm from Beaumont, Texas. It's about an hour and a half Houston. I'm a nurse by profession. I graduated back in 20 years, back in the Philippines, 2003 to be exact. I finished my nursing in the Philippines, by the way, and then I was an ICU nurse for 2 years. Went to the academe as a clinical instructor for 6 years and eventually went to Saudi Arabia. So I had an experience also in Saudi Arabia for some good 4 years experience. I learned a lot from being a bedside nurse and became an educator again in a joint commission hospital in Saudi. I went to visit here in the U.S. 2016 to see what it really looks like and said, yeah, I would love to work here in the U.S. So I visited my family here. So by that time, I exited Saudi and went to the Philippines, expecting my immigrant interview, to be approved. But unfortunately, it was denied for some reason. But good Lord, he gave me IPAS. If you know that I'm also working in IPAS as a lead educator, together with Rachel, we co-founded the review program in IPAS. So moving forward, I work here in Beaumont, Texas, 2018. So I get back here 2018 and work as a nurse in a medical surgical telemetry unit. Presently, until now, I'm still currently working in the same hospital for 5 years now. And at the same time, so I'm like hitting two birds or three birds at the same time. At the same time, I'm working as a lead educator in IPAS. So the same way as, you know, Kinetics helping nurses to come here in the U.S. And I'm happy to be here.
Thank you, Jay. That is quite a story and quite a journey that you've experienced in coming to the United States. And we love that you're proudly sitting there in your Houston t-shirt. Okay, so let's dig a little deeper into Rona and Jay's story and their experience living in Texas. Rona, I know that you gave us your brief introduction, but can you tell us why you came to the United States and why specifically Texas?
Actually, when I came here 26 years ago, I came to California first. I was an immigrant myself. I was petitioned by my father. And when I got married, I moved here to Texas in 2013 because my husband found a job here in Houston. He's an electrical engineer, so he works for that's a connection with the oil and gas company. So that's how I moved here to Texas because of that. I don't know anything about Texas. I've never lived to any other state but California, but I'm an adventurous type of person. So I go, okay, let's go. We'll see what we're going to have it there. You know, we were lucky enough that my husband has relatives who lives in Houston, Texas. So she was able to tell us what it is like in Houston. And we actually lived in Port Arthur first, which is close to Beaumont, like about probably 10 minutes or 20 minutes away from Beaumont, because my husband works for this oil and gas oil rig there. And we lived there for a few months, and then we moved to Houston, lived in an apartment first. Then after a few months, we found a house that is close to my husband's aunts. So we bought the house, and back then it was only like less than $200,000 for the house. That was like back in 2012. So we were like thinking that, okay, we're gonna have kids, we need the house, apartment is not gonna work for us, we need to live in somewhere that is zoned to a good school. So with the help of my husband's relatives, they were able to tell us where to live, where is the location perfect for our kids. And yep, and now we're here.
And now you're here and living the American dream, Rona.
Yes, Tanya.
Jay, thank you, Rona. So, Jay, you know, Rona's experience is really interesting because it's really different to your experience. Mm-hmm. Before you came to the United States, why did you choose Texas out of all the states? Because people don't realize how big it is and how different the different states are.
It wasn't really my intention to, like, you know, choose Texas, primarily because my family is here. So that's really my motivation to come here, because as much as I can, I have to be with my family. And they're here in Beaumont, Texas since they initially it was my sister, and then she petitioned both of my parents, and then they came here like way back, probably about almost 20 years ago. So I didn't have any chance like choose other states, because like I said, primarily I wanted to be with my family as much as possible. So that's a good consideration as well, that as much as you can, you have to be with your family, you know, a support system. So we liked it here. So in the first place, they will never be staying here for like 20 years if they don't like it here. So yeah, so I stayed here. We work in the same hospital with my sister. And working environment-wise, I also like it. So I'm still there. So I'm working already for like 5 years. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it definitely worked out for you. And it is helpful to have that family. Like Rona had her family member, or Jay, you have your family member. But I think, you know, not everybody's going to have family in the United States. And even if you do have family, it might not be possible to be able to go and work in a specific location, because maybe you only get a job in a different location. So, Rona, what did your aunt tell you that was helpful about living in Texas?
Yeah, it was my husband's aunt. My husband's relative. What they told us is, if you're going to live here in Texas, you're probably going to be able to buy your house. Like, that's the main thing, because, you know, California, it's going to be hard for us to buy a house. We have to probably like live away from the city for us to be able to, you know, like for me and my husband, who's just starting up a life, you know, having, you know, like a family and all. So it's going to be hard for us to buy our own house in California if we're going to stay there. We have to be away from the city. But here in Texas, lucky enough, my husband found a job. So that's the main thing, the house, the cost of living, likely, Tanya. So that's what encouraged us to move here to Texas.
Okay, so that's helpful. And we're going to dig a little deeper into that, just in terms of the housing and the cost of living and how that might be different to other places in the United States. Jay, you mentioned that you had visited Texas before you came to live here. When you first arrived here and your first day and as an immigrant, what was that like?
Oh, as an immigrant, I told myself, like, this is the place I wanted to live. Of course, my family is here, and I was orientated with, I met a lot of people, a lot of Filipinos, like I said, support system. And the fact that also my relatives are also here, most of them are also here. And then it was a feeling of like, this is really my place. And sometimes you get to feel like some boredom, because, you know, Texas is kind of laid back. You cannot see like buildings everywhere, except you go to Houston though. But if you go to Houston, you can see buildings, but not as compared to the Philippines. Like you have a lot of buildings at the same time, lots of people. But here in Texas, specifically in Houston, when you go there, lots of buildings, but not much of people. So it's kind of boring though. But at the end of the day, you tend to be here with your family at the same time. You have a good kind of, you know, job. So you can sustain your living here as well. So my first day, is kind of okay. It's just that, you know, my family is here. That's why it's really a big help.
So that was wonderful to be with the family and to reunite with the family.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
Rona, I know that you've lived in Houston for a long time, but can you share with everybody who's watching how Houston is maybe different to maybe some of the other big cities that people might know, like Dallas or Austin?
Houston is quite different, like what Jay said. Like if you go to downtown with lots, you know, you won't really actually see people walking because there is an underground in downtown where all these workers, you know, use at their pathway to get to from one building to another. So you won't see much people walking outside. But compared to Austin, which is quite different, because the city hall is there, so there's some tourists who walks around the area. And also Austin is known for smoked barbecue. So actually Texas are known for that. And if you go to San Antonio, Texas, there will be more people walking outside because the Alamo is there, the Riverwalk is there. So it's like a tourist spot for San Antonio. So, but Dallas, I think it's the same as Houston. So you won't see much people walking outside in downtown where, you know, all these tall buildings are at. And in Houston, the NASA is there. So you can go to NASA if you want to take your family or your friends who is visiting you. And yeah, I mean, you know, those are the differences of between these big cities here in Texas. But if you go to like a countryside, you'll see much if you like to go hiking or fishing or just boating, you can go to those countryside because there's some lakes there where you could go, rivers, water parks as well. So, yep. I mean, that's all I can tell about Texas. So,
and that's interesting because a lot of people might not realize that there's a beach, you know, because it sits in the middle of the country. People might not realize that there actually is a beach that you can go to. But it depends in Texas how far you might be from there, because Texas is, I think, the second largest state in America. So it's everything is big in Texas. Jay, the one thing that people often talk about in Texas is Southern hospitality. What is Southern hospitality for those people who've heard the term but don't really know?
Southern hospitality, if you know the word like howdy, that's very Texan.
Okay. Like
you can see that in the airplane, even if, you know, if you're not traveling to Texas, you can see that everywhere, like howdy. But you see like howdy, that's very Texas. So you can, it's normal for the people to say like howdy or something, but howdy or not, like they are, most of them are like really pleasant to talk with. And I'm not just talking about the patients and everywhere, like in offices, in everywhere you go, like in the parks, that's just common. But, you know, it's not a perfect place though. There's some, you know, unpleasant people, but most of them in general, they are, you know, they're pleasant. I would say that.
Okay. So So Southern hospitality, everybody, is that it's the South is known to be people are friendly and warm. So that's what Jay is speaking about. And as he said, some people, you know, people can be different in different parts of the world, but it definitely is known as a friendly place. People are very warm, generally speaking, and friendly. Jay, what do you like about living in Beaumont?
Oh, like I said, it's about 1.5 or probably about 2 hours from Houston. It's not really like a city living, but it's near to Houston. You know what I mean? Like you can just go at any time to Houston for like an hour and a half or 2 hours ride. So it's kind of laid back at the same time as city living. Well, it's also a landmark here because Beaumont, Texas is also about 45 minutes from Louisiana. So we're like jumping off and on from Louisiana and Texas as well. So we're at the very southern eastern part of Texas. Like I said, about 45 minutes to Louisiana. So it's a laid-back kind of thing. But like I said, you can go at any time to Louisiana or Houston for about 2 hours.
So you kind of got the best of both worlds living in Beaumont. We're living in a smaller place in Texas. Let's talk a little bit about the cost of living and the taxes. Rona, you mentioned that people come to Texas because it is easier to buy a house. And we're going to talk more specifically about housing in a few minutes. But can you talk a little bit about the taxes? What is different, what people might experience in Texas?
What I can talk about Texas is, you know, if you experience living in a different state in the U.S., the weather is quite a shocking because when I used to live in California, I'm used to the cold weather and, you know, having this Indian summer there in California for a week is already like, like everybody is like, you know, feeling like, you know, where is this cold gonna come back? So, but when I moved here in Texas, I was like, am I in the Philippines? Because it was hot.
It's humid
and in summer. We have a longer summer here in Texas compared to other states. So, but when it comes to winter time, it's really it can really cold. Like, you know, it even snowed in some parts of Texas as well. So, yeah, that's something that is quite different compared to other states.
Yes, so it is warm, but it can get really cold. I was in Texas, I think it was about a month ago, and it was just after you had, like raining ice. What was it? I think it was, sorry, Jay? Exactly. I was there the week after that, and it was pretty cold in Texas. So that gives us an idea of the climate. If we talk about the cost of living, Jay, can you talk a little bit about what it's like in Beaumont, even as opposed to Houston?
Yeah, Houston and Beaumont, it's just nearby to each other. The cost of living is pretty much the same. But I would say like the mortgage, it's a little higher here in Beaumont, Texas than in Houston. Some of the people here prefer to like stay in Houston, apart from the fact that you know the mortgage is lower, and for nurses as well, they also found Houston as with lots of hospitals, lots of opportunities as well for nurses. At the same time, a little lower cost of living, and some people are also like working in Houston, big hospitals in Houston. At the same time, living here in Beaumont, like you know, an hour and a half ride is okay. But in general, the cost of living is a lot lower. I haven't been to California, you know, as a resident or something, but I've heard a lot of friends from California. They said, particularly in San Diego, I guess, and somewhere in LA, they said like a 700,000 house in LA or in San Diego. I'm not really sure about the comparison between San Diego and LA, but pretty much it's really higher than the cost of living here in Beaumont. Or the mortgage specifically, they said a 700,000 house here is equivalent to like I guess 300,000 house here in Texas. You got a 3-bedroom, you know, house here in Texas for about $300,000, and when you go to California, as far as I can remember, what they said, it's costing about $700 for a three-bedroom house. So it's a lot different, you know. So very, you have to consider those kinds of things when you choose a certain, you know, state.
And do your research, because people might not realize how different housing, for example, or even taxes can be in the different states. Mona, can you talk a little bit about the state income tax?
Yeah, here we don't have a state tax, but we do have like a city tax where, you know, when it come when it's income tax time, you'll see that you have, depending on where the city where you're living, because you're paying for the school, for the city, the water and all, you know, all those things are included. So those are the county tax that they count, even though we don't have a state tax, but we do have that county tax that they, that it's being added to, when you're filing your income tax here in Texas. So it's high because for that reason, but we don't feel it much because our mortgage is set to we pick this type of mortgage where we have an escrow. So whenever we pay our monthly for our house, there's a funds there that goes to our escrow account. So we don't feel that, you know, we're paying that much money whenever, you know, when it's time for filing our taxes.
Okay, so that's a big plus of living in Texas, everyone. No state income tax makes it very much more affordable as opposed to in California. I live in San Diego. Jay mentioned San Diego, and the taxes are very high. The housing is very expensive. In fact, $700,000 in San Diego, Jay, I'm not even sure you would find. Maybe in certain locations you might find a house, but it's really, really expensive here to buy and even to rent. So there's, you know, a lot of benefits therefore to looking at Texas.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week, so make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses internationally. We offer direct hire, which means healthcare facilities will directly sponsor and hire you to work here in the USA. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. You can find the link in the show notes.